Hello and welcome to episode 6 of my podcast. I'm Kate Niedecker and today I'm going to be talking about the 80-20% rule. So the reason why I want to talk about this today is that I have a client and she came to me and said that basically my diet is really bad. I eat biscuits, it's awful. So I was like, right, okay, I'll have a little look at it. I had a little look at her diet and I just saw that without her trying to, it was quite optimal and that she was actually adhering to the 80-20% rule and it was quite balanced. However, in her mind, she thought it was a bad diet. So I'm going to explain a little bit about the 80-20% rule. The 80-20% rule, when in a weight loss phase, means that 80% of your diet is high micronutrient, balanced macronutrients, good amount of protein, carbohydrate, fats, and it's got enough fiber in it as well. It's got slow releasing energy. It's basically for optimal living, so that you feel your best and energized. Then 20% is going to be your fun foods. I'm not going to call it good and bad foods. I'm going to call it fun foods. So your things that are like pretty not very nutrient dense, like pizza, chips, chocolate, high sugar things, low nutrients, usually not very high in protein, and generally foods that are very palatable that we really enjoy. Now, the reason why there's the 80-20% rule is because for weight loss, it's proven to be the most sustainable. That is because research shows that when in a weight loss phase, the smaller amount of sacrifice you make, it's proven that the longer you're going to keep the weight loss off for. So the less rules you have to adhere to, the less effort you put in, the more likelihood you're going to keep that weight off. So that's why it works. Now, when I explained this to my client, I said, basically what you're doing is like, your energy levels are good, you're sleeping well, nothing's going wrong. You're just eating some biscuits here and there, some chocolate here and there, and you're going out with friends, you're living your life. That's nothing to feel guilty about. That is pretty optimal and actually what people should be doing. I was just a bit surprised that basically people seem to perceive the health and fitness industry that you have to be eating maybe clean all the time and that high micronutrient food all the time permanently and never eat the fun foods. And that's actually not true at all. And it's trying to move away from that black and white mentality, yes, again, of this is good and this is bad. And there are some things that advocate having cheat meals here and there and big splurges. However, this actually breeds quite a lot of a negative relationship with food. So it's just trying to move away from that a little bit as well, moving away from good foods, bad foods, because actually there is no good and bad. There is like no evil food and no good food. It's not like a cartoon. It's just food. It's just energy on a plate. So it's just taking all that emotion out of food as well. So I just wanted to cut that down and just explain why the 80-20% rule is optimal. So how can you include the 80-20% rule in your life and also in a weight loss phase as well? So it would be like you would maybe have a healthy breakfast, you'd have high micronutrient lunch and protein, balanced macronutrients, then you'd go out for dinner and maybe you'd have maybe a salad, and then maybe you'd have a dessert as well. So you'd have a bit of a mix, maybe you'd have a glass of wine, but then the next day you don't go, oh well, I had a dessert last night and I've ruined my diet, so I'm gonna eat 6 chocolate bars today. You just get back on track and then go back to eating the healthy foods that you've been eating on your weight loss journey. Now, if you do have a night where you go out with friends and you get a little bit out of control and you do eat a little bit more, then you just get back on track the next day. It's that getting back on track as quickly as possible mentality and getting that momentum going as quickly as possible again, that really works for the 80-20% rule. So I hope this helps and I hope this clears things up for you a little bit as well and just sort of helps show that you don't have to be completely rigid with your diet. It's more about being sustainable and more about being consistent. It's not about rigidity, it's about consistency. So then that's what's going to make it sustainable for you. So I'm coming up to 5 minutes. I've done it again. Brilliant. I'm really happy about that. So please like, please share, please subscribe, and I will love you forever. Have a good week.